I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Hey, slow down, then speed up again. The lurch is almost gone. What are you doing to the accelerator?
Nothing special. Just have to have the right touch.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah, part of it. You also have to let the car know that you like it. You know, treat it like a friend.
Treat it like a friend?
You know, like some people talk to flowers to make them grow, I have this friend, he talks to his car. He even thinks nice thoughts about it.
And the car responds to all this friendship.
Like a pussycat. You know what your problem is you don't like this car. I bet it can sense your hostility.
What is that?
I don't know.
Try flooring it.
I got it on the floor. Come on! Come on, you beast!
Hey, don't talk to it like that. The car doesn't like you.
We're back again with Police Officer Mike Hancock, proprietor of the website 1Adam12-1Adam12.com, right here on the TV Time Machine. Now, have you had much contact with the LAPD? Have you communicated with them or anything like that?
I have not. Mostly just retired officers that have contacted me through the website. Everybody that seems to write in just loves the car, you know, loves the show. A lot of them out in L.A. got into police work because of Adam-12, you know. And so I do want to get out there with it because there's a gentleman writing a new Adam-12 book, and I believe he may or may not be talking to him. But when I go out there, he is, you know, knows a lot of the producers, that type of thing, from writing the book, and they're going to give me the grand tour of, you know, Rampart Station, where a lot of scenes were shot, that type of thing. And so, yeah, it is just my dream to get out there with it and you know, see some of the sites where the show was filmed and take some pictures and that type of thing.
You've mentioned your website, which is 1Adam12-1Adam12.com. What can people expect when they visit your site?
I started the website because when I was doing my car, it took me, you know, a good 3-4 years of research, and because I knew nothing about it. And I've spent a lot more money than I probably needed to because I either bought the wrong part or didn't need the part, you know, this type of thing. And so I wanted to take all that knowledge and put it into one place. So if anybody had an inkling to do this, they could make a car off of this website because I've listed part numbers, bulb numbers, you know, possibly where to find them, links to where to find the stuff. And so I thought, you know, if I had this information when I was doing my car, I would have had a whole lot less headaches. And so that's really why I started it. And then on the other side of that, I also wanted to do a tribute to the show, kind of in my own way. So it's as well as to show some of what the real LAPD was. Because, you know, the show was so close to what it was like, from what I've heard, that, you know, it's kind of a blend of all those things. How to make your own car, a tribute to the actors, the people involved with the show itself, and then the LAPD. One of the pages I have on the website is I believe it's called Real LAPD, and I've got a lot of old pictures on there from actual LAPD officers from back in the 60s, 70s, maybe some of the 80s, that they had sent me pictures and I put them on there. And you know, it's really kind of neat to look at those pictures of the real officers and their cars and that type of thing.
Now, you also support on your site at least one charitable organization, is that right?
You know, I didn't want to put a lot of different things on there as far as, you know, the site itself is no ads at all. And it's only supported by the fans that visit it and make donations to the website, which are always welcome. But also, when I was in police work, the hardest calls you had to go on were a child call. So I've got the Children's Defense Fund on there as a charitable organization that, you know, I would hope people would give towards. And that's the only one I have on there besides the, you know, how to join the LAPD. But it's just important to me, and so that's why I wanted to add it on there.
Mike, if Jack Webb were alive today, what would you want to say to him?
Thank you. I mean, you know, if he knew, I think if Jack knew just how many lives he's changed, I don't think he'd believe it. So, I think that's the biggest thing that I would say to him was just thank you.
Well, Mike, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Jim, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.
This is Jim Benson. Join us again next time as our magical transport takes us on yet another journey exploring television's past, present, and future. You'll find your next adventure right here on the TV Time Machine.